What's up, you guys? It's be your girl Alina. Welcome to Alina Talks. Oh my god, it has been like forever. I apologize to all you guys, but life has to go on, you guys. I've been through so much. I apologize, you might be hearing some extra background noise because I am actually doing this podcast in my car. Yes, that's how busy my life is. I have children, so of course I have to drop them off at school and try to get things together, but you guys were on my mind, so what's up? And I said, you know what, why not bring my podcast show back? Sometimes, you guys, like last show that I did, I was talking about resetting. Sometimes that stuff is true. You have to reset, because I'm trying to tell you, it helps, you guys, when you take breaks and figure out things that you want to do and actually do it. It definitely helps. But I am so excited, you guys. This is 2022. We have finally... Well, I have finally had a year that I can actually enjoy and do things that I've been wanting to do for a while. Like, I'm going on vacation. Like, all this whole year, I got things booked. I'm supposed to be going to Chicago right after my birthday. And then I'm going to say Chicago, Houston... Question mark for Atlanta. I might be going to Atlanta, and I know I'm for sure I'm going to Miami in July. Then I'm going to September. I'm going to New York with the girls. I'm taking the kids to New York because I'm like, my kids, they're gonna need their little vacation too. And my oldest always wanted to go to New York, so I said I'm gonna go ahead and treat her and her little sister to New York, because you know we want to go check out that Harry Potter. Well, I ain't gonna lie, I want to go check out the Harry Potter store there. They have, so. So, a lot of things going on this year. But, you guys, what is going on? How's everything going with you guys? I hope everything is going good. I want to talk to you guys about some special products that I've been using lately that has actually helped me through this year. Like, some great things that I've been using beauty-wise, household-wise, you know, to help me. For starters, for beauty-wise, I've been using this very, very good facial cleanser by Pacifica. I am, like, a big, big fan of Pacifica. You can get that at Ulta. Oh, my God, you guys. Oh my god, it's the bomb. When I tell you that stuff actually refreshes your face, like I've been having some mishaps on my skin lately. Like my skin gets dry because, you know, those don't know I live in Michigan and Michigan weather sucks. And the weather changes so many times. Like it was snowing like sometime last week and it was raining. Like it was just raining earlier. Like it's like about to be 70 degrees next week and it's like, who knows, it might turn back and be 40. Like it's just, it's crazy. So. But anyways, to make a long story short, so it's called Wake Up Beautiful. It's made with mushrooms, and I forgot the other stuff that's in there because I don't have the product with me. I'm sorry. I know, bad salesperson, but anyways, but just look it up. It's called Wake Up Beautiful. It's by Pacifica. You can use this wash any time of the day. I do. I prefer to use it morning and night, but sometimes my nights be so crazy I don't get a chance to do it, so I try to remember to do it every morning. And I also use the moisturizer lotion to go with it by Pacifica. It's called Wake Up and Glow, and it's a good moisturizer to use after you can use it actually whenever. I use it like even if I don't use the Pacifica face wash. If I just want that nice glow, I'll put that on my face. So any Pacifica products is awesome. Like it is like, when I tell you it's so good for your skin, it's great. Like I love Pacifica. Like I said, if you want to find the product, you can go to Ulta. Pacifica, if you're hearing me, please sponsor me. That would be awesome because, oh my god, I love you guys' products. I've been using your products for a very long time. So, yes. That's one. Also, for my lips, I've been using Nivea Lip Moisturizer. Oh my god. The best thing. It's like a spa for your lip. Like, that's the only, like, the Vaseline, I don't don't like using Vaseline on my lips because it get cakey, and it kind of, it doesn't work for me. So I like to use the Nivea products, even for their moisturizer as well, too. I like to use, you know, but like I said, I actually been diagnosed with eczema. So I've been trying to be careful of certain things that I use on my body because of it. But so far, so good. So, yeah. So, Nivea Pacifica. Make sure you guys look at that. And the household products. Oops, sorry. I was going through a bump. Is Fabuloso. Oh, my God. Love absolutely Fabuloso. It's been a lot going on in my household as far as me trying to get things organized. Like, I'm remodeling my kitchen. I'm actually remodeling my whole house, even my kids' room, everywhere. And we eat, and I hate the smell of odor of food. Not the smell of food when it's cooking, but like old food that's sitting around in the garbage. Of course, if you don't take the garbage out on time, it's gonna sit and it's gonna smell. Fabuloso is the best product to use for that, especially for odors and to, you know, clean and everything. And another good product is the Ajax. It's something similar to what Fabuloso is, but it's like a liquid form, and it's like it has a smell of citrus, like oranges and lemons. Oh my God, it smells so good. And it cleans so good as well. So I'm not all about, I mean, I am all about the smells too when I'm cleaning, because I like to know that it's clean by the smell. Like, that's why I like bleach, the smell of bleach and certain things, because you know it's clean. So make sure you guys go pick those things up. But yeah, guys, like I said, your girl has been resetting. Like, right now I'm about to head to Starbucks so I can grab me. I'm trying to think if I want to grab me a matcha. Oh yeah, you guys, that's another thing that I've been big on, is these matcha green teas at Starbucks. Like, I've been so addicted. Like, I'm trying to figure out if I want that or if I just want a coffee. Like, I don't know, but I'm probably just getting a coffee because, like I said, I have a lot to do this morning. I have to get on the computer, check emails, and try to get my week started because my birthday is coming up, you guys. Whoop whoop. So I'm throwing myself a party. Yes, I'm throwing myself a party. April 30th, the end of this month. And so I have to get things prepared for that, and also for my trips and just other things around the house, you know, especially with the kids too. I'm trying to figure out if I want to get them involved in some activities because, you know, the summer's coming up. I gotta find them some day camps or just put them in like some type of activities, you know. So I've been trying to, I've been busy, you know, been busy doing a lot of things. So yes, but yeah, but you know, I had to get on here to let you guys know that I am officially back. I will be start doing podcasts on Sunday, so they won't be going on air until Monday. So you guys, make sure you stay tuned. I apologize for staying away for so long. Like I said, you gotta reset. Like, you have to start, you know, over and get your life back together, you guys. Because things, you know, it's not promised to us, and we can't be just sad and down all the time. Like I said, it's another reason why I started this podcast, to help me to, you know, cope with my depression. And you know, things been going really well with that for me, my depression, thank God. And I've been doing really well with that. And so yeah, so guys, never give up, keep your head up, always put God first, believe in yourself, and just keep going. And I will be talking to you guys soon. I am so excited to be back, you guys. Love you, stay sweet. And I'll be talking to you guys soon. Bye.